Welcome to another episode of the Top Tens Podcast, Daily Top Ten Lists. I'm your host, Simon, and in today's episode, this is the audio version of a video that we originally published on YouTube. Here for your listening convenience. If you like this show, please do consider leaving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. That would be awesome, and let's get into it.
Hello, I'm Simon Whistler. You're watching Top Tens Net, and in the video today, 10 more impressively dedicated people. As we've mentioned before several times now, the world is full of people who commit a sizable percentage of their waking life to achieving goals that would seem unusual or impossible to ordinary folk. Something that we think should be applauded because it's nice to know there are people out there who'd spontaneously develop the ability to fly or headbutt a nuclear missile out of the sky if it prevented them from doing what they loved. Join us in this video today as we chronicle the stories of 10 legendary people more dedicated to their goals than any Greek hero. Number 10. John Burkill, the fuzzy-haired aviator of generosity. John Burkill's life story reads like the first draft of a superhero Marvel turned down the chance to make a comic about because it'd be too raw. After losing his wife to cancer in the 90s, Burkill made a solemn vow to himself that he'd spend the rest of his natural life raising money to eradicate the disease that killed her while looking as fly as possible at the same time. True to his word, since that fateful day, Burkill has spent virtually every waking moment walking around the city of Sheffield, England, pushing a pram while wearing a giant fuzzy green wig, the purpose of which is to advertise the charity Macmillan Cancer Support, which has green livery. All of the money that Burkill raises, he gives to that charity. Now, in his 70s, Burkill has made it known that he won't stop walking until he's raised at least £1 million for Macmillan, a goal he hopes to accomplish by collecting donations and running in races with his trademark pram and wig. To date, Burkill has raised several hundred thousand pounds, been awarded a British Empire Medal, and carried the Olympic flame when it passed through its city in 2012. He's also run in countless marathons, presumably so that one day he might have calf muscles strong enough to simply kick cancer to death. Number 9. Chen Shitong, Master of Claw Machines. Gifted with a steadier hand than a surgical robot playing Jenga, Chen Shitong is a marked man in his native China thanks to his uncanny ability to dominate those silly claw machines you occasionally see in restaurants. Shitong claims to be able to tell, on sight, whether or not it is possible to win a prize from a specific claw machine, and he's also admitted that he's been banned from a number of establishments due to his habit of clearing out individual machines of all their prizes in a single gaming session. Shitong is so good that in an attempt to stop him swaggering into their store with a pocketful of change and walking out with an armful of stuffed bears, owners of claw machines who know he's in the area will simply attempt to buy him off to keep him at bay. After winning 15,000 stuffed animals in a single year, Shitong grew tired of having to body check 50 eeyores to use the bathroom and decided to donate the bulk of his collection to a children's hospital. If you're wondering if this story can't get any more adorable, well, the hospital was specifically for blind and deaf children. Number 8. Evan Amos, the King of Console Photography. After becoming immensely frustrated with every website on the internet only having piss-poor quality photographs of gaming consoles, Evan Amos decided that he was going to do something about it. A keen photographer and a keener gamer, Amos set about taking beauty shots of classic gaming consoles and accessories that he owned and uploading them all to Wikipedia, where anyone could use them for free. After noticing that his photos were pretty much the only high-quality, professional-grade photos of these devices in existence, even the companies that produced some of the consoles that Amos took pictures of didn't have clean shots of them, Amos decided to start taking photos of older, more obscure consoles and gaming accessories. Asking like-minded folks to support his endeavor to chronicle every gaming system in history, he set up a page on Kickstarter. The really impressive thing, though, is that Amos's pictures are of such high quality that nobody has tried to improve upon his work, with some of the pictures he's taken being used by the companies that actually made the devices. Number 7. Stephen Reisman, the man who made it rain $2 bills. Stephen Reisman is a man with perhaps one of the most relatable problems in human history. He has far too much money. Specifically, Reisman, a highly successful lawyer, was sitting around one day contemplating how to use his vast wealth to help his fellow man when he was given the answer in the form of a $2 bill that he was given with his change from a cab ride. According to Reisman, the bill was like a sign, and as soon as he saw it, he realized what he could do to make the world a better place. He could make it rain. Since that day, Reisman has made a point of giving $2 bills to everyone he meets, hoping that, like him, seeing it will brighten their day. An equal opportunity baller who believes the power of the $2 bill isn't necessarily its physical value, but the value people ascribe to it because it's rare and unusual, Reisman frequently hands out the bills to rappers. So, well, why? Well, because Reisman is a massive fan of hip-hop and he doesn't let the fact that the artists he follows are millionaires stop him from trying to brighten their day. Because of this, Reisman has handed $2 bills to everyone from Kanye West to Drake. It's also worth noting that he likes throwing handfuls of the bills into the air at Justin Bieber concerts, apparently just because. So yes, if you've ever wondered what confidence looks like, it looks exactly like a middle-aged man making it rain at a Justin Bieber concert. Number 6. Benedict Yabakumar, the Iron Avenger. Apparently in India, it's a common scam on rural roads to throw handfuls of nails into the path of oncoming traffic and then sit nearby offering puncture repair. After having the tires on his bike popped one too many times by this predatory and, to be honest, kind of dickish scam, one man decided that he'd had enough. That man was Benedict Yabakumar, an engineer from Bengaluru with a 9-pound moustache and a seething hatred of scammers who prey on those trying to make an honest living. Initially, Yabakumar would spend hours per day picking up every single nail that he came across on his way to and from work with his bare hands. Now, this only served to annoy the scammers, who began throwing even more nails into the road. So Yabakumar decided to get his Tony Stark on and cobbled together a high-tech nail-finding device, which was a magnet on a stick. He now uses it to collect nearly a kilogram of nails every day. Not content with cutting off the scammer's revenue stream, though, Yabakumar carefully catalogued his findings so that he could report them to the police and get them arrested. Number 5. David Chandler, the Postbox fanboy. Despite being an integral aspect of the country's revered postal system, nobody in Britain is really quite sure exactly how many iconic red postboxes are dotted around the country. That is a fact that didn't sit well with one David Chandler, who decided one day that he's going to take a picture of every single one of them. This is a goal that even he admits is likely impossible because of how many tens of thousands of postboxes there are across the country. Yes, Chandler openly admits that he has undertaken a futile, nigh impossible task, but he still wants to do it anyway because sometimes it's about the journey, not the destination. Knowing that the task he set himself upon would be impossible for a man as fast as a cheetah who had cameras for eyes, Chandler has taken to outsourcing his goal, running a website where people can send him pictures of postboxes that he hasn't had a chance to visit yet. Number 4. Jamie Owen, the Mountain Man. After struggling with autism his entire life, Jamie Owen discovered as a teenager that climbing Mount Snowdon in Wales had a remarkably soothing effect on him. Wanting to continue chasing that snow-topped dragon, Owen decided to climb another mountain a short while later, and then another one a short time after that. You can probably see where this is going. After realizing that he enjoyed mountaineering and that the act of conquering massive mounds of earth and rock made him feel good, Owen decided to dedicate his life to climbing as many as he could. Because climbing mountains is expensive, Owen keeps his skills sharp by climbing the first mountain he conquered, Snowdon, every single weekend. Or, to put it another way, Owen walks a kilometer into the sky every week for fun. Number 3. Derek Murphy, the Running King. The act of running for a very long time in a single direction without stopping is a commendable achievement you are entitled to feel good about accomplishing. But the thing is, running a marathon is kind of hard, which is why some people just lie about running them. It's not like there's a person out there who spends his free time combing through pictures of marathons to catch liars, right? A former long-distance runner himself, Murphy explained in an interview with the BBC that there's nothing he hates more than people who lie or cheat their way through marathons due to the fact that said people invariably take away a spot from a person who legitimately wanted to challenge themselves. So, well, Derek took it upon himself to call out cheaters and have their records and times disqualified because, well, screw them. He also sometimes catches people by scanning available footage, but that's nowhere near as funny. Murphy isn't just about catching cheaters, though, and he's lent his seasoned eye to people accused of cheating who simply missed a checkpoint or something. This is in order to prove that they ran the distance in their claimed time. Number 2. Dale Irby, sweater vest connoisseur. After accidentally wearing the same fetching sweater vest for 2 yearbook photos in a row and having his wife mock him endlessly for being so predictable, a Texas teacher named Dale Irby thought it would be kind of funny to see how long he could get away with wearing the same vest before people other than his wife noticed. And what was the answer to that? Well, that was about 40 years. According to Erdi, he held onto the vest and the shirt that he'd worn in those two photos until the day he retired, pulling them out of his closet once a year whenever he had to pose for his school's annual yearbook photo. The end result was a series of yearbooks in which it looked like he'd worn the exact same outfit for 4 decades straight, and presumably included Erdi laughing his ass off when someone finally noticed and asked him about it on his last day. Number 1. Alan McFadden, Kingfisher fan extraordinaire. Taking pictures of animals is always an adventure, because for every shot you get of the proud lion of the Serengeti looking great, you get about 10 shots of it going to town on its sack with its tongue. Alan McFadden is a man who knows all of this too well, because he spent 6 years trying to get a single, perfect shot of a kingfisher. Specifically, McFadden wanted a shot of a kingfisher mid-dive that was just about to break the surface of the water. This is a difficult, seemingly impossible task, given the speed at which said birds dive bomb into the water. Unperturbed, McFadden returns to the same patch of water week after week, taking endless photos of his favorite bird headbutting its way into the water beak first. Now, just for a moment, put yourself in McFadden's shoes and think about how many failed attempts it would take for you to give up entirely or get so annoyed you tried batting kingfishers out of the sky with your tripod. Then double that number and add a couple of zeros, because according to McFadden, it took him 740,000 photos to get the shot he wanted. Now, you might think that this number is exaggerated, but we'd like to counter that with a question. Do you really think the man who spent 6 years taking the same photo of the same bird sounds like a liar?
So I really hope you enjoyed the audio version of one of our YouTube videos. If you did, please do consider heading over to wherever you get your podcasts and leaving us a review. It'd be greatly appreciated. You can also say hi to me on social media at Simon Whistler. Check out our YouTube channel on YouTube. Just search Top Tens, T-O-P-T-E-N-Z, and I'll see you next time.